Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. So a lot of hard-hitting talk and news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead, we are live. It is Saturday. Liberty Roundtable Live, Monday through Saturday, 2 hours a day of news the networks refuse to use. And we got a couple of guests today. Second hour, Nathan Osmond, country singer, actor, and a whole lot more. Nephew of Donnie and Marie Osmond. If you grew up with Donnie and Marie, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, well, hey, the next generation, the nephew, country singer, Nathan Osmond, actor, all around wonderful, great guy, not to mention a patriot. So we'll talk to him second hour. First hour, though, we're going to have Tina Horlocker with us at the bottom of the hour. And Tina Horlocker is chair of the WeCanAct.net Liberty Conference, and that's up and coming. It's the Liberty Conference 2021 coming up October 22nd and 23rd at the Salt Palace in Utah. So we'll talk to Tina bottom of the hour. But, man, I've got a lot to cover right now. So let's do it. We had our guest on, Chris Carlson, yesterday. He says, without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is God's, but we can be engaged in the fight. Amen to that reality check. And we talked about abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, sad to say, resume in Texas after judge blocks new law. So their desire for death just knows no bounds, is the bottom line. So Biden and crew found a judge that would stop the pro-life policies in Texas. And the sad part about it all is even the Supreme Court didn't want to touch it. But they found a mid-level judge. And this is where you've kind of got the problem in America now. The founding fathers expected the judiciary to be the one of the weakest branches of government. It was there primarily as a check and balance, primarily if there was confusion in the law to interpret it, etc. But now you've got activist judges from the bench that literally make law. It's out of control. And so one single judge, an individual, can either, you know, bring something to the forefront, such as Obamacare. I mean, you've literally got, what, nine justices who literally decided that. You said, hey, you've never had health care in America, but now we're just going to have it. See? Or just shut down this one guy, one judge, just shut down. Hey, you're going to be able to murder babies in the state of Texas. That's fine. Or we're going to halt your stopping of the murdering of babies. Just a very few individuals is so much power. And it's not because they have the power constitutionally, ladies and gentlemen. They have a check and balance role. But that's it. And what we've done, though, is we've decided that whatever the Supremes say, whatever a judge says goes. And that was never intended by the founding fathers. That's the problem here. Anyway, our prayers are that we can have pro-life not only in Texas, but across this great God-fearing land. Biden, sadly, to restore three national monuments, including two in Utah, Bears Ears. It all got reduced by Trump with a lot of fanfare. But again, by executive order, this is what you need to learn about out-of-control, belligerent, unconstitutional government. What they can grant, they can take away, right? So if you accept former president's authority to create these national monuments in the first place, and then you accept that a president can reduce them, then you got to accept that a president can expand them. So now we're just going to debate president by president, depending on who's conservative, who's liberal. They're going to say, we're going to increase or shrink these. But see, where we need to be is challenging the president's authority to even declare these or mandate these from the Oval Office in the first place. You see, the executive branch of government has no business designating, quote, whatever you want to call these things. What are they, biospheres? International? Are they international? Are they just national? What are they? Where does the authority come from? You got to really think through those questions. Where does the authority come from? The answer is it's unconstitutional. If you research the reasons that the federal government can be engaged in the land, if you will, the reasons are very narrow in scope and defined in a list in the Constitution. So all presidents that have designated these, all presidents that have increased the size of these, shame on them. Presidents that decreased the size, I would say good, because at least they're trying to trend in the right direction, but they lack the guts to abolish them and say we had no authority to create them in the first place. So I appreciate Donald shrinking it, but it just got overturned. He should have abolished them completely, and he should have asked Congress for a law that said, look, we need to write a law that decreases these executive orders, authorities, and powers in the first place. The executive orders were generally for the president to carry out his executive office in the first place. Hey, we need toilet paper in the bathrooms at the White House, and we're not getting it fast enough. I'm ordering you guys to get some teepee around here. You know, internal affairs to the presidential executive branch. But what you've got now is executive orders that simply make law, set aside law, violate law, create law. I mean, all this Congress should be just jealously guarding their power here. That's what the checks and balances are about. The states should be jettisoning that and say, no, I don't think so, President. Maybe you can do that in your 10-mile square Washington, D.C. area, but not in my area. This is my state. Thank you very much. Governors and state legislative bodies should be jettisoning the president on this immediately. Nullify now should be the mantra. And on the federal level, the Congress and the courts should be saying, no, 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 no. Biden, Trump, Barack, Bush, Reagan, you know, however, Clinton, however far back you want to go, right? You're not doing that on my watch because it's not your authority. You see, we have checks and balances for a reason. And we're going to insist that they're carried out, okay? All right, Tesla, the well-known electric car company. They claim it's a green company, but I dispute that big time. But Tesla is relocating its headquarters, according to Elon Musk, from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas, from one liberal city to another, but acknowledging that, hey, one state's a whole lot more friendly to business, that is Texas, than California. California is just so regulatory, so abusive, so hostile to business, it's shocking these days. But nevertheless, Tesla bailing, offering tons of jobs now in Austin, Texas. Bank of America increases minimum wage to $21 an hour as labor shortages push up compensation. That's according to USA Today. Wells Fargo said banks are going to be cutting 100,000 jobs due to automation, though. So, yeah, they're increasing minimum wage, but they've got a plan to make folks jobless. I'll tell you that right now. Automation everywhere. Folks, automation is not your enemy. Not embracing automation is the enemy. Embracing automation and then realizing it'll create other jobs. Okay, there are jobs in this digital economy, ladies and gentlemen. And what we really need to do is reduce taxes, reduce the regulation that continues to hamper business, and get rid of government subsidies, which create moral hazard. That's why there's so many jobs and not enough people to fill them, right? Anyway, I digress, except for they're going to be laying off a ton of people in the banking world in the next coming years, 100,000 plus. And you need to know that they're automating, but they're also paying a lot of money. Now, when I say minimum wage, it's not a law minimum wage. It's just a minimum wage for the banks, or for, in this case, Bank of America. $21 an hour. And all wages are having an upward pressure in this inflationary economy. That's really the problem. You're making more money. It sounds great. Wow, I get $21 an hour. But everything costs you more, too. They say that inflation is at a 30-year high, to make the point. That ain't fun. It just means you get more money and you spend more money. You're adding zeros. All I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is third world nations do that with reckless abandon. Are we approaching that reality? I pray the answer is no, but predict the answer is yes to some degree. All right, we also talked about early history of the militarized surveillance state. Yeah, we the people sadly have become the enemy. We talked about that with Chris Carlson in great detail. Second hour, we talked about the Liberty Conference 2021, Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. WeCanAct.net to get your tickets now. And we had our guest on, Mike Miller. He created an organization called Warriors for Ranchers, lives 40 miles off the Mexico border in Texas. We talked about a discussion on human trafficking and the border crisis, what it's doing to the ranchers. And this is not just a border discussion as you might first believe, because what they're doing now is right when these illegals come into the country, the government is busing them, distributing them throughout the United States, primarily to red states and red counties. In other words, let's take over the Republican strongholds, turn them into Democratic bastions of socialism, because these people may even be seeking a better life, some of them, but a lot of them are criminals. But the ones that are seeking for a better life, even though there might be decent people, don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the checks and balances or the rule of law, but they'll instantly be voters, right? Warriors for Ranchers is a 501c3 organization. It's a grassroots organization designed to provide relief to farmers and ranchers in Texas related to the current border crisis when property is destroyed, to help take care of that, rebuilding damaged fences, equipment repair, and a whole lot more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman talking about the border crisis is key, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say it again. The border crisis is key to understanding how and why the enemies of liberty are using the border to turn America into a communist nation. We talked about that in great detail yesterday, second hour. We also talked about the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy, or None Dare Call It Treason. That's a takeoff of the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy. None Dare Call It Conspiracy was written by Gary Allen. None Dare Call It Treason, John A. Stormer. Anyway, great books highlighting the reality that, you know what, some of this stuff that is designed to steal your liberty, nobody has the guts to really take it on. But in modern times, more of us patriots are standing up and saying, you know what, let's throw the cards out on the table here. Let's call a spade a spade. They're literally trying to turn this nation into a communist socialist nation. The government, sadly, has, and let me be clear, when I say the government, I'm talking about rogue agents within government. The problem is, when do rogue agents have so much power, they become the government, right? There was an interesting phrase that I heard last night that I thought was great. I went to the Tuttle Twins preview. Very cool event. And one of the things that they said is, hey, when government makes good laws, laws that protect rights to life, liberty, and property, then government's good. But when government makes laws that violate life, liberty, and property, the government ceases to be the good guys and becomes the bad guys. Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about here is what, you know, where do we sit when government starts to become the bad guys, right? You know, and that's what we're starting to see in America right now. If you're an illegal, you don't have to get vaccinated. You don't have to be tested. You don't have any restrictions on what you can do. You're just simply bused to a new place in America. You're basically, you know, given all the tools that you need to start a new life. They call you a refugee, but they haven't vetted you to see if you're a criminal from another country. They haven't vetted you to see if you're safe in our society. They've just mixed you in with the rest of the American people, given you a start in life, brought you in, breaking all of our laws in doing so. But yet, if I'm an American, I better wear a mask. I better be vaccinated. I better have a negative, quote, COVID test. I better pay my taxes. I better, you know, and the list goes on and on and on to where, you know what, we the people are just regulated down, down, down. It's almost as if they've declared a war on we the people. And that's a sad statement to make, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All right, well, I got good news before our guest comes on at the bottom of the hour. Here's the headline. A Florida mom, her name is Quisha King, called for a mass exodus to the public school system as the only thing left to do to fight indoctrination in public schools. It's incredible. It was during a Family Research Council event. Now, this is a very Christian event that's friendly to homeschooling, but they haven't been bold enough to really speak and bring this out. But this Florida mom brought it up, and when she did, you know, it was a little bit of a hesitation to see how the audience would react, but they loved it. The event was entitled Fighting Indoctrination on a National Scale. It's from the annual Pray, Vote, Stand Summit in Leesburg, Virginia. And this lady works for Moms for Liberty, and she really nailed it, and the crowd loved it. She drew national attention back in June for comments that she made in opposition to critical race theory. That's CRT, if you don't know. She said, I really think at this point, the only thing to do is have a mass exodus from the public school system. That's it, King said during Thursday's panel. The room erupted in applause and a standing ovation. She said the effort has to be pushed by parents in an effort to send the message that you do not have the right to indoctrinate our children. Okay? CRT holds that America is fundamentally racist. See, that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. They're indoctrinating our children like nobody's business. And we've been ignorant of it. She basically talks in her speech about how this has been going on literally since before 2011. And you got to kind of ask yourself, well, why are we just hearing about it now then? Because they've shut you down. They don't believe that you need to know these things. The government schools believes they're in charge of your children. And what do you? You're irrelevant, parents. That's the problem. CRT, that's critical race theory, holds that Americans are fundamentally racist, yet it teaches people to view every social interaction and view every person in terms of race. It's evil, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the battle for America's classrooms is what we're talking about. Standing up to these people, she said, doesn't seem to matter. I mean, we've had all of us. We've been at these school board meetings over and over and over, right? We've been voicing our opinions. We've been writing columns and articles. We're emailing our teachers. We're doing all that we can, she added. And the fact is, they don't care, she explains, right? She said, I'm like, the only thing left we can do is just peace out. Right? The only thing left to do, she says, is to just peace out. See, I completely agree with her. But you know what's interesting? I appreciate that she's getting a ton of credit for speaking out, and I think she should. But hey, man, I've been saying this stuff for 25 years on your radio. So I appreciate a Florida mom, Quisha King, called for a mass exit of the public school system as the only thing left to do to fight indoctrination in the schools. I mean, I'm glad that it was during a Family Research Council event. The room erupted in applause. I'm really excited about that. It was a standing ovation. She said the effort has to be pushed by parents in order to really send the message that you do not have the right, you do not have the authority to indoctrinate our children. The only thing to do left, the only left thing to do is peace out, right? Just peace out, she says. And I agree. But you know what? I'll tell you what's shocking to me, that it's taken Americans this long for then one mother in Florida to stand up and for then everybody to be super excited, like, you know what, good for her. She's finally said what none of us have had the guts to say forever. We applaud her. She's right. Why are we so late to this game? Our children have been taught in perversion of sexual things for so long, critical race theory, communist principles, vaccinations. I mean, the list goes on and on. This has been going on for decades, folks. This is nothing new, right? 30 plus years ago in schools, they were literally teaching children to put condoms on carrots, to learn how to put on condoms. This is little middle-aged, you know, school kids and stuff, right? So this has been going on for a long time in your schools. This is not new. All right, but we're seeing the, I don't know what you want to call it, all things come to the truth. I've mentioned that I've been at this battle for 25 plus years, standing for the sacred cause of liberty, and I see more people waking up in the last 3 to 5 years than I saw in the first 20 years. Because people are starting to get it. The liberals are becoming so extreme, so in your face, so bold, so belligerent that you just can't ignore it anymore. And Americans are getting it. Anyway, I commend this Florida mom. I think she's right on. They had like a 3-hour event, and she was on the stage in the middle of it making these points. Everybody loved her points, and I agree with them. Listen to me very clearly, ladies and gentlemen. Public schools, as you know them, are really not public at all because you don't have a choice to go or not. You're forced to pay for them. They're compulsory education, okay? So they're really government schools when they're compulsory. Public school is you send your kid there if you want. You pay for your kid to go. What we call private schools now are really, in many ways, public schools, right? Offered to the public. Anyway, I digress except to say the compulsory education system, the government schools of today, the public schools, it is not in the Constitution, not in your state, not in your federal. It is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, though. Let's be very clear. All right, quick pause. Our guest in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden likes what he sees in the new jobs report. The Labor Department releasing the unemployment numbers Friday, the unemployment rate falling to 4.8%.
In total, the job creation in the first 8 months of my administration is nearly 5 million jobs. Jobs up, wages up, unemployment down. That's progress.
This is the first time in over a year the unemployment rate has been below 5%. Economists disappointed, though. They expected 500,000 new jobs and said it's less than 200,000. While Biden was in Washington discussing the jobs report Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris was in New Jersey. She was not at the U.S.-Mexico border where other White House officials were discussing immigration. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was at the meeting, which he called high-level. Biden in March put Harris in charge of the border issue. Her only visit to the border came 4 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden making a historic announcement Friday. He becomes the first sitting U.S. president to issue a proclamation marking Indigenous Peoples Day. It'll be on Monday, also celebrated as Columbus Day. We could be just weeks away from having a COVID vaccine for children. The CDC announcing Friday it'll hold a meeting next month to discuss pediatric vaccines. Brown University Dr. Ashish John, CBS News Friday.
I have a 9-year-old, and I'm hoping he's going to get his first shot by Halloween. So, look, we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks from the FDA, and my hope is with that authorization, 5 to 11-year-olds should be able to get vaccinated pretty quickly thereafter.
Pfizer announcing Thursday it has applied to the FDA for approval of a vaccine for kids as young as 5. Taiwan accusing China of harassment. Chinese President Xi Jinping saying Saturday reunification with Taiwan must be and definitely will be fulfilled. While Xi says China prefers a peaceful reunification, he also says no one should underestimate China's staunch determination, firm will, and strong ability to defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Taiwan says it prefers to remain a sovereign country. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks have used to use at your fingertips. So I'm really proud of the mother that spoke out, a Florida mom, Quaisha King, basically saying, we got to get our kids out of the government schools, man. There's just no other choice but to peace out. They've been indoctrinating our children way too long. And boy, howdy, is she spot on with that reality check. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest now, Tina Horlocker. She's chair of the WeCanAct.net Liberty Conference coming up in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace, October 22nd and 23rd. An incredible two-day event with an absolute killer lineup of speakers and a whole lot more. WeCanAct.net for your tickets today. If you can attend in person, you can buy them right now. And if you can't, there's streaming opportunities for you as well. We want to spread the message of liberty far and wide. Tina, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
Before we get into the conference and you as the chair, et cetera, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm just I'm a mom up here in Utah and just been serving in the community for a lot of years. I've educated my children at home for their entire lives and just doing the hard work of those efforts.
Well, a mother that's been homeschooling certainly sets the stage for leadership in the Liberty Movement. How did you then become chair of the WeCanAct Liberty Conference?
Well, I have been politically active for a lot of years. I received my bachelor's degree from political science in at Utah State and a master's in political economy from George Wythe College. And I just have always been interested in government. So I've served in the community. One thing led me to another, worked hard in the Republican Party to save our caucus and convention system, but was thwarted by established politicians that just wanted to go the signature route. And after seeing what happened the last year with COVID and then the election, I just wanted to do something really big, especially just seeing how uninformed people are and how difficult it is to get accurate information. And so we just decided to put together this event. It started out small and just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so now we've put together this amazing event, and it really is going to be exceptional.
All right. So the event will be Friday and Saturday, October the 22nd and 23rd at the Salt Palace. There's not only an incredible lineup of speakers, which we'll get to in just a second, but you got a lot of vendors that'll be attending as well, connecting people with businesses that are patriot businesses. That's one of the things I like the most that we can really accomplish in the Liberty Movement, is we can spend our dollars with one another and prosper together as a group of patriot Americans that care about things, that believe in liberty, that don't betray our principles and betray the free markets, etc. And that's one of the greatest things in my mind is this huge group of vendors that will be there to kind of work together and learn about each other's lives and products and businesses, and then we can support them and support one another, Tina.
That's right. This ticket is so valuable. You will have entry into the exhibit hall, where there will be a lot of vendors, like what you said, and there will be lots of ideas for you in all aspects of your life to learn different ways that you can serve and different things that you can do to remove yourself from the centralized system that really controls our lives, both through the pharmaceutical industry, through government, through schools, through the fake news, just the bad news that we're constantly getting. So it really is going to be empowering. There's so much value in this ticket. And you did mention we are streaming for those who can't get out, but I want to just say that it is so important that we exercise our First Amendment right of assembly. It helps us to feel like we're with like-minded people. We're getting information that is very powerful that you're not getting anywhere else. And it also builds community, but it sends a very clear message to the established politicians, to the fake media and the deep state, that we are awake and we are rising and we're not going to be deceived by your lies anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a bold statement, but true. And like I've mentioned, I've been in this movement for 25 plus years, telling the tale of liberty on the radio and more, Tina. And I've seen more people wake up in the last 3 to 5 years than I have in the first 20 years that I've been at this. So things are changing, and they're changing rapidly, aren't they?
You know, you're right. People are waking up, but waking up requires action. So it's not just good enough to be awake. You've got to be willing to do something, because if we're not willing to do something different, we can't expect anything different. We have to be willing to fight for our liberties in all different areas. At our election system, at our school system, in our financial system, in the way we spend our money. There's so many things that we've got to do different to take back our country. And if we don't, we are going to lose it. Exactly what you have said. We are slowly being taken over by the communism ideologies, and even more than ideology, like we literally are right at the brink of just falling off the edge into a system that the only way we will get back from is an effort that is not an effort we really want to make. If we don't do something peacefully, then we really are going to lose our freedoms.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not something that is in theory. This is not something that is, for somebody else. I think for a long time, Americans have kind of had the attitude, you don't talk politics, you don't talk religion. Leave that to somebody else. It's just not my cup of tea or whatever else. And that was when it didn't affect Americans' lives too much. People kind of had that attitude in general. Now people are saying, wait a minute, but it affects my life so much. My kids are being indoctrinated in school. I got to do something about it. My finances are in trouble because of ever increasing inflation. you know what, I can't keep my job if I don't get a vaccination. Or, in other words, these things are starting to affect our lives in very, very critical negative ways, Tina. And I think that's what's going to bring people out to the conference to say, hey, we realize there's a problem now. What can I do to be part of the solution?
I totally agree. And I, you know, it's just what they have to do. And we really need your help in sharing this message with your neighbors, with your family, with your friends. We've got to get the word out. We're really out there in a lot of ways trying to get the word out, but it's surprising how many people still don't know. And people who find out, they're like, oh my word, I want to be there. I want to be a part of this. And you can go to wecanact.net to get your tickets. And if you type in the promo code Liberty, all caps, you get $50 off your ticket. And not only do you get the exhibit hall, an amazing event, we also are giving two free box lunches each day. And on top of that, one of our sponsors, Front Sight, is offering a free 4-day handgun course at their training facility in Nevada. I go out there a couple times a year, and it's a lot of fun, and it's great training. So that's a $2,000 value alone. This ticket is very valuable, and we want your bodies in that building on Friday and Saturday. You need to be there for so many reasons. And frankly, I believe that if you are hearing this radio program right now, this early morning on Saturday, you are supposed to be there. So go on the website right now and purchase your ticket. Don't put it off. We're going to sell this event out.
All right. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, even if you download the show and listen to it later, Saturday morning is pretty early for folks. But the reason that I do the show Saturday mornings regardless, even though a lot of people take the time to sleep in or whatever they do, there's a lot of people that download the show later Saturday, later Sunday. A lot of times people grab the show, believe it or not, and listen to it on their phones while they're driving to work or whatever. And, hey, people are behind a day or two sometimes, but yet they feel like the news is so relevant. It's worth it anyway, etc. There's so much going on at this conference. I mentioned the vendors. I'll be there with Loving Liberty Networks, lovingliberty.net, to learn more about us. We'll be talking about the Loving Ladies Liberty curriculum, which is really, really neat curriculum that we've got. We'll be talking about the radio network and the nationally syndicated talk shows that we've got on your radio, Liberty Roundtable being one of them. C.L. Bryant, another host we syndicate. Kate Daly, another host we syndicate. Beth Ann Schoenberg, another host we syndicate. I mean, it just goes on and on. Brian Hyde, another host we syndicate. Just doing a great job around the clock to talk about the principles of liberty. But we'll be there. There'll be a lot of other vendors there with products and services that'll really be wonderful for you. Now, I want to talk more about the speakers, too, because the lineup of speakers, Tina, that you guys have been able to put together and put on the stage, I'm telling you, I've been to conferences for 25 years, and I've seen nothing, nothing like this lineup before.
That's right. Even my speakers are calling me and saying, I can't believe the show that you put together here. I cannot believe the weekend that you've put together. It is going to be a power-packed weekend. And it begins with America's General Michael Flynn. And he is so amazing and so inspiring. We're so excited to have him come and be a part of this conference.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, stay there. Tina Horlocker with us. Chair of the We Can Act conference going on in Utah, October 22nd and 23rd, wecanact.net. That's right, wecanact.net for tickets now. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Tina Horlocker riding shotgun on the show today. She's chair of the WeCanAct.net Liberty Conference, taking place right here in Utah at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, October 22nd and 23rd. That's a Friday and Saturday. 2 days of just absolutely incredible content. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the website, WeCanAct.net. The promo code is Liberty. All capital letters, just Liberty. And you get $50 off just for typing in the code Liberty. And really, this is an incredible lineup of vendors, of people. I mean, thousands will be in attendance. It's not only going to be in person if you can make it, but it's going to be streamed live. You can get tickets and watch it on the streams. If for some reason you've got travel restrictions in your area or for whatever reason you can't physically attend, it will be made available via streaming. We'll get into that a little bit more as the broadcast unfolds. But now I want to focus on the speakers. Right before the pause, we mentioned it was the most incredible lineup that I've seen. And I've been to a lot of conferences, folks. I've been going to conferences for 25 years. I've been a speaker at many of them, telling the tale of liberty, talking about he who owns the media makes the rules, talking about my presentation, The New Media Takes Center Stage. A lot of topics. My topics relating to a clarion call for civility. I mean, I give a lot of speeches around the country as well. But I bring this up because I've been on the stage with a lot of great people. And I've also been to a lot of conferences with incredible lineups. But I have not seen a lineup like this literally ever, I don't think. Tina, let's start there, though. You've got General Flynn coming. That's for starters, right?
That's right. That's right. And he's going to talk about the need of local action. Katie Hopkins is coming from England. And she was actually run out of England. She's an activist there. She had a bounty on her head. She's in America right now, and she's out talking to people and telling them, America, you got to wake up, because what's going on in England is coming for you. Archer Pulaski was one of our speakers. His story is amazing. He's a pastor that tried to keep his church open. And the reason why I'm bringing him up is because He came to America to kind of for a reprieve, because he was under attack. They tried to burn him alive, and he felt like he had to go back because he was going to save the church, and because if he didn't, the church in Canada was going to struggle. And he went back. He was immediately arrested. So it does not look like he's going to be able to join us anymore. That's going on in Canada. Crazy things.
Yeah, and let me just stop you there for a second, because we've covered this story on the radio as well. Sheriff Richard Mack and I did on the TV show, the Sheriff Mack Show on Brighty on TV, simulcast on Tuesdays, second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. But we talked about this, and really what he got arrested for and what he's being harassed for is the fact that he wants to hold church.
That's right.
And they say, no, you can't worship the Lord together because of COVID. And the problem is they're just literally shutting down religious liberty, not only in America, but in Canada.
That's right. And his message when he was in America is, America, wake up. This is coming for you. And I can't even say how inspiring that man is. I could say so much more about him. But we have frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Peter McCullough. They're going to be coming and talking about all things COVID. they're going to be talking about, is the vaccine really safe and effective? And I'll just answer that a big no. They will be talking about how to protect you from a mandatory vaccine. There'll be lots of legal help that will protect you in your jobs and other aspects of society, and other ideas of how to remove you out of those requirements. We've got Patrick Byrne that's coming. We just barely booked him the other day, and he is the one who figured out what was going on, and he put together a documentary called The Deep Rig. He's going to be coming and talking to us. He has a lot of personal involvement with President Trump and can shed a lot of light of what's been going on there. We have other people who will be talking about election fraud, including Senator Wendy Rogers and Senator Sonny Borelli from Arizona, who were involved and just warriors on the front of election integrity in Arizona and part of the election audit, the forensic audit that's been going on there. We have Dr. Rashid Buttar. He is the number three doctor in the world who people want to hear from. And he is going to be there and going to be talking about medical integrity. We have Dr. David Martin. He is the maker of Plandemic and Indoctrination. And he does not speak at very many events. But the reason why he chose to come to our event is because he sees it's about action. It's not a rah-rah event to get you excited. It's a working conference where you are going to come and learn and know what to do when you go back to your community to take back your liberty. We are going to be talking about bio and chemical warfare, and we're going to let some people know why they are sick. Some people are very sick, and we're going to shed some light on why you are sick. We have Clay Clark, who is a radio show host and podcaster. He is going to be our MC, and he is absolutely amazing. Joey Gilbert from Arizona.
And by the way, before you go on, Clay Clark is a co-host, a fellow host on Brighty on TV with me and Richard Mack. He does a show on Brighty on TV as well. So Clay Clark, very well known. He was with us on TV the other day. Just a tremendous man who has been an entrepreneur and done such a great job. He's really a business educator, but he decided after he did so well in business that, you know what, he would be a philanthropist and spend the rest of his life teaching the sacred cause of liberty. He's put a lot of time and a lot of money into the liberty cause, and he's one of the people that are on a national campaign, if you will, to bring this knowledge forth to people across the country in venues all across the country. They've got an incredible tour going on.
That's right. That's right. And he is very excited about our event. He's done some different videos for me, and he's actually was with General Flynn the other day talking on one of his shows, talking about how amazed he is that this event was put together, because he knows how hard it is to put an event together, and he's just amazed at this event and very excited to come. We have, like you said, Kate Daly's going to be there talking about her experiences with her husband in the hospital and other things she has going on. We have Representative Phil Lyman and Representative Steve Christiansen of Utah, who are going to be talking about election fraud in Utah. Some people in Utah think we're safe here in the Happy Valley, and we're not. We have civil rights attorney Lee Dundas. She is in the fight for freedom big time. She's been fighting against the cartels and a human trafficking industry that's going on. And she's also in the fight to protect our children and the school system. And, I mean, she is a fireball. We have Bishop Leon Benjamin that's coming. He's going to be talking about faith for our nation and the importance of returning back to God. We have Ian Smith that's coming from New Jersey, and he's a gym owner there, and his story is absolutely amazing, what he has had to do to keep his business open. His story is super inspiring.
Yeah, he's the guy that says, I'm not going to shut down over COVID, and he's had an epic battle on his hands ever since, right?
Oh, epic is absolutely the word. Yeah, that's right. And I love the warrior in these people. These people are all fighters, and they will be so inspiring to you. and just wake up the warrior in you, because we are at war. We have to have warriors. So we just need to pull our heads out of the sand and embrace the news that we fit, that we're afraid to know, and stop looking at it as scary and look at it as empowering, because when we know the truth will make us free. And God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But you're afraid because you don't know. You're afraid of what you don't know. So learn the information and empower yourself. Then you will fear less and you'll be more empowered to know what to do. We have some other profiles encouraged from different people.
Before you go on, I want to mention, you talked about this warrior spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And we had on Mike Miller yesterday on the radio program. He lives 40 miles off the Mexico border. And he's created Warriors for Ranchers, ladies and gentlemen. And this nonprofit 501c3 organization is really making a difference to stand up against and fight against human trafficking. And dealing with the border crisis issue, helping ranchers and a whole lot more. And Mike Miller will be speaking as well. And man, he's a guy on fire with a mission, ladies and gentlemen. And this just goes to show, you know, this is a guy who served in the military. Thank him for his service. But a guy who all of a sudden woke up and said, listen, it's now affecting my life in such a way that I got to be involved. And then he literally started to work on it. And then God started to influence his life. This is his story. And then, hey, he said, you know what? This is bigger than I've ever thought it to be. I never had any intentions like this. God is leading my life and God is leading my ministry, and I need your help. He'll be speaking about the border crisis and about what we can do to make a difference, because it's not just the border. They're literally busing all kinds of illegals, all kinds of immigrants across the country to red states and red counties on purpose. And anyway, he documents that very well and provides solutions. He'll do it on stage. Coming up
WeCanAct.net.
That's right. Go ahead. I just wanted to insert that one because he's a great speaker too.
Oh, yeah. I spent 2 hours last night with him on his podcast, and wow, he's so inspiring. And let me just add, let's all pray for him too, because he is in intense danger. I mean, he lives right in the traffic of what is going on down there, and he knows firsthand what is going on, and he is exposing it, and he's also trying to protect the children, and he is just so, he loves them all. He loves the people who are coming across the border. He feels for them and their struggles, but we have to change what is going on. And we do have other amazing speakers that are coming. Dr. Douglas G. Frank, who is going to be talking about election fraud, Ann Vanderstil from Host of Still Truth, Karen Kingston, who has been intimately involved in Pfizer and has very amazing, mind-blowing information as to what is really going on. Mathematician Bobby Payton, who is now a candidate for Illinois for U.S. Senate. And Dr. David Clement, who is going to be talking about the dangers of critical race theory. So there's even more than that. Doug Billings, who is also part of the new media that's out there, and attorney Thomas Renz, who has a class action lawsuit against the Biden administration. And it is going to be so packed with information and just so amazing. We need you there. We need you to be there if you can be there. If you can't be there, purchase your streaming ticket. But if you can be there, then buy your ticket right now, today. Don't put it off. And we are giving the free boxed lunch, but you have to purchase your ticket by the 12th to get the boxed lunch. So you got to ask.
I'm even going to recommend a strange thing too, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help and you know these things are worthy of your cause, your support, your money, etc., even if you can't make it, buy a ticket anyway, because you can at least support the cause. Donate to the effort in some way. Get the streaming package. There'll be streaming options available for you as well. WeCanAct.net is where you go to learn more and get all the deets, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Horlocker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam, so much for having me on.
All right, there she goes. Tina Horlocker, ladies and gentlemen, homeschooling mom that decided she's got to step up her action. So she and others put together the WeCanAct Incredible Liberty Conference coming up in Utah, Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 3rd. At the Salt Palace, WeCanAct.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.